being in this program, I don't know, has it helped you to figure out what you want to do maybe after after high school? And
yeah, definitely a lot, because honestly, I didn't know what I was going to do at the start of high school. Yeah, and then I joined this class, and it really, like, opened my mind on what I could do, and I like hands-on stuff.
Well, good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I hear kids outside our window.
Yeah.
Walking by. We've got some life and activity happening around here. We've got volunteers in the office. They're working on financial stuff and planning for next year.
Yay, it's budget season.
Budget season. It's the best season. Best season.
Yeah, if your budget looks good.
It's true. So we've got Shouting from the Rooftops. That's our theme this year.
Yeah.
And I've got something to talk about that I would wish that this would be shouted from the rooftops. It's good news. Oh,
before you do, I wanted to share something about talking to Greg
Carey. Yeah,
before we started, I kept telling him how, oh, it's great to have him back in here, and he was like confused. And it's true, we did not ever have him in here before. But the reason that I thought that was because it was the last time that he was here to speak. It was right after that Jonette brought up this idea of the podcast. And I think I associate Greg Carey with the start of this podcast, yeah, even though we didn't actually get a chance to interview him. But him being here
was part of the, hey, we should do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I shared that with him, so.
Oh, good. I'm glad he heard it. He heard it. Yeah, it was wonderful having him here. I loved taking his class. I've loved our friendship, and I love the opportunity to hear him speak on topics that he's really passionate about. Mm-hmm. But it was just a special treat to hear him here, and then afterwards, after the worship and our time of fellowship, he came and talked with our adult forum. And I don't know if he planned to actually do teaching in the adult forum, but mm-hmm. he didn't have the opportunity. Because it was really, everyone just wanted to ask him questions.
Sure.
He's like, what do you think about this? And have you heard of this? And what should we do here?
Yeah, it was very interesting to have him there and answer those questions.
It was. I wish I had recorded it, but I'm glad I didn't, because
it seemed like, yeah.
It lets you be free. You know, no one wants, as soon as you turn a mic on, people clam up or they feel worried or whatever. Leave the mics out of it and people can feel free to talk. Mm-hmm. So that was good.
So what are we talking about today?
McCaskey Building Trades Program.
All right.
That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I've been...
You've been involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So listener, we've got a new thing happening at Otterbein United Methodist Church. And I want to shout this from the rooftops because it is good news. People need to know that good news is happening in this place and beyond these walls. So we have these McCaskey students. We have six of them
mm-hmm.
that are here every Thursday and Friday morning, and they are working on remodeling projects in the church building. So, Jason, what are some of the things they've done?
So we tore some walls out underneath the stairs back there behind the choir loft.
Yep.
That was quite a feat. It's a small space and
a lot of rubble.
Yeah. I know. I was looking at the pile of trash that's yet to go out, and I'm thinking there was that much stuff
in that one closet. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a sizable closet, but it's all of the, well, not all of the plaster and lath, but most of it. And then we were digging up floorboards that were rotten, and yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, that really still needs a little work, but
it does. Yeah.
We'll get back to it, I'm sure. What else we did? Well, we're glazing windows right now.
That's right. They have spent three sessions, I think. Yeah, three sessions, two of them scraping these windows. So we have these windows, listener, along Clay Street, along the foundation, basement windows, old aluminum windows that the glazing, which is the caulking that goes around the outside of the window panes and kind of holds the window panes in, but also keeps water from getting, you know, into the window and into the building, it's been cracking and flaking off for a long time. Some of it was like sitting on the ground. It was so bad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they came in and they learned how to scrape aluminum windows. They learned how difficult it is to scrape aluminum windows, how tedious it is. Mm-hmm. I did that for a couple of sessions. And then our good friend Jake Derner, he came in and finished up that scraping. And then Friday, this last week, they were applying the putty, the glazing.
Yeah, I think they liked that part.
Yeah, they liked that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. And Jake Derner helped show him how to do it. Here's how you glaze a window properly. And he kept his eye on them, and they learned how to do it right.
Well, I went around and asked them about it while we were out there working. So I'm going to share some of that here in this podcast.
So what did they say?
So can you tell us your name and the program that you're in here?
I am Adrian, and I'm part of the Building Trades program in McCaskey. And through that, we're doing co-op at the church here.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that you're doing there?
Glazing some windows.
How do you feel about this glazing?
It's pretty fun.
It's a little messy.
Yeah, it's very messy.
So how long have you been in this program?
The Building Trades program?
Yeah.
About a year now.
I don't know, the most surprising thing you've learned in this program.
I don't know, there's been a lot that I learned, so I can't even just like name just one. I've learned tons of things.
Yeah, so I'm Benjamin, I'm from McCaskey. I'm a part of Building Trades.
Ben, what got you interested in joining the Building Trades?
Well, I always wanted to just do stuff with my hands. I didn't really like just sitting down or the idea of just playing on a computer. And I kind of just saw them, they look cool, thought the seniors are cool, and decided to give it a try, and I got accepted.
So how long have you been a part of this program then?
Since I was a junior, so this will be my second year now.
Oh, so it's not just seniors then?
No, so you start off as a junior, and then you move into it as a senior.
So I see today you hear you're glazing. Have you ever done this before?
I have not.
Did you even know of this existing before this?
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't. No.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something
like came pre-made.
Yeah. I mean,
my name is Christian, and I'm from McCaskey. I go to McCaskey High School. My program is called Building Trades with CTE. Yeah. No, it's the CTE class. One of the CTE classes is at McCaskey that we offer.
What is CTE?
I think it means career and technical education. So it like kind of dives you into like a real job almost, but it's like in school you're learning about it. So like you get that early
sort of real world
about it. Yeah.
That is education. So what are you doing right now, right here?
Right now I'm glazing a window. It's actually pretty nice. I like it.
So you don't have even though it's a little chilly out here today.
Yeah, it's a little chilly, but I like the cold, honestly. I'd rather be freezing than sweating. I never even seen glazing before. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Looks like you're doing a great job here. Surprised you most about this process here?
How easy it is. Like I thought I would take a while, but I think I'm getting used to it pretty fast. Like, it's pretty fun. I didn't expect it to be fun.
Christian, from being in this program, I don't know, has it helped you to figure out what you want to do maybe after high school? And
yeah, definitely a lot, because honestly, I didn't know what I was going to do at the start of high school. Yeah, and then I joined this class, and it really like opened my mind on what I could do, and I like hands-on stuff. I joined this class, and gave me the opportunities, and one of the things I like about it is like we do all types of trades. One of the trades that stood out to me the most was electrical, and that's what I plan on doing.
Electrical?
Yep.
And
I never thought I would do that. When I joined this class first, I thought I would do carpentry. I really like electrical, so I think that's something I'm going to do in the future.
My name is Mary.
Dios Mary?
Dios Mary.
Dios. You're here with McCaskey High School, is that right?
Yes. friendly boating trade program.
So what made you want to join the building trades program?
I like construction, so yeah.
When did you know that you liked construction? Was there something in your life that brought it to light for you?
Not really. I just did hands-on, and I like interior design and architecture. And I like getting dirty, and I like houses. I think houses are so pretty. And like, so in different cultures and different places, they can look different. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is definitely hands-on, and your hands are definitely dirty, so.
Yes, they are.
My name is Daniel Vasquez. I'm in the CTE program, McCaskey Building Trades. I'm at co-op right now, and I'm reglazing windows.
Uh-huh. Co-op, is that, like, something part of the program? What does that mean?
I know that it's an opportunity for us to get some experience, some real-life experience.
So that's where you come out of the classroom.
Yep.
What are you doing here?
So right now, we're glazing windows here. It's a learning experience for sure, you know. It took a little while for me to get the hang of it, but I think I'm getting there.
I know you guys have done some other things besides glazing.
So we've done demolition already. Uh-huh. We moved, like, what was, like, three, I don't know, a whole lot of pounds of stuff out of this one room.
Yeah, you guys...
Can't really think off the top of my head right now, but, that, yeah.
That workspace
down. Oh, yeah, we also did that as well, yeah.
So, out of all this so far, what's been your favorite part?
Honestly, I think reglazing the windows so far has been my favorite part. I think I really enjoyed it. It's nice.
So, what do you like about this?
I really like the way that you can turn something a little ugly and, you know, make it look nice and smooth like this. Sure. That's what I like about it.
It does look so much better.
It really does. Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Many of our listeners are out of the congregation here. They're going to notice this as they're coming in. So I'm curious, I don't know, what about this program and this experience do you think it's for your future?
Again, I think the fact that we're getting so much experience from this alone is going to help us so much in the future. The hands-on part of it, working on your skills, improving and building on them. I think this is really going to help us prepare us for that. And I can't wait to see what else we get into.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm hearing excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing interest, and that's what I want to hear. And I watched you doing those interviews too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tried not to make too much noise, but you might have heard me ruining a question or two.
Oh well, I interviewed you too.
Yeah,
I think we'll hear that too.
So, Chris, what are you doing here?
I am scraping a window, so I can replace a window pane. There's a window pane at the base of the window that turned yellow over the years, so we went and got a new one.
All right. How would you describe this process?
It's tedious work. It's scraping stuff that does not want to be scraped away. It doesn't come away easy.
So, would you call it a window pane?
It is. Well done. Well done, sir. It's exactly right.
I thought you were going to get that joke.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we've had them, I think, we've had them several weeks, and we're going to have them for several weeks. I want to have them into spring of next year through their second semester. I love this program for a lot of reasons. I've been involved in this program for a few years now. It started when I worked for Impact Missions, a wonderful little ministry that is run by Matt Beeks that helps folks who need repairs to their home done, but they can't afford them. And also they were remodeling, basically gutting and remodeling row homes downtown, and then they would offer them for sale to low-income buyers or lower-income buyers that could qualify for the loan. So
these
we had
McCaskey kids doing all that?
They were McCaskey kids doing it, yeah. So I had a crew, large crew, that would come every Thursday and Friday, and they were doing that work. But then I had the opportunity to be a NOCD test evaluator where, you know, every spring they take this big test, And it's like it's written and also hands-on, where they have to, and I can't tell you what they do because it's a secret, but they have to do framing, drywall, plumbing, electrical, and some carpentry all in this one morning. And it's a timed test. And you have to follow the instructions, and then you're evaluated on how close you get to, you know, the dimensions and whether your screws were, you know, set deep enough in the drywall and all that stuff. So I got to be an evaluator for that. I do that every spring and I loved it. And so I thought when we were done with the shelter, that construction was done, trustees had all these projects that they wanted to work on, and they were all skilled trades kinds of projects. It's a perfect training ground.
They'd seem quite interested in doing it. I know the glazing was something nobody knew anything about.
Yeah. Most people don't know how to glaze a window.
Yeah.
It's not something you normally do. And a lot of people, they just replace the window. We can't, not in that situation.
So often it's better to not replace the window.
That's right. That's right.
I learned to glaze an old house with old windows. The wood windows are good.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've done that. They've done some clean out of this huge storage room that had been a storage room for decades, and it just kind of had gathered more and more stuff. And some of that stuff we don't need to keep anymore. So that was actually the first project, was to come in and bring out all this stuff that, you know, some of it was construction material that's no longer used anymore. Some of it was, you know, props from stage stuff that happened in worship that we don't do anymore. And some of it was stuff that had just rotten over time, just no longer useful. So I think
it's good to get rid of some of those things.
It is excellent to get it. Just, it lightens the building. It just feels lighter, you know?
Do they work at private homes?
They do if they can get, so this is a cooperative education program. I should have said that earlier. The McCaskey Building Trades Program is part of their CTE umbrella of programs. And they have an accounting students program. They have a hairstyling, cosmetology. They have a nursing, a healthcare. They have young child, childcare, child education. And they have this building trades program. I may be forgetting one. Forgive me if I am. But under that umbrella is this building trades program. And so they take additional coursework in basically shop classes, like you remember shop classes. They take additional shop class coursework, and they also are studying for this NOCTI test. So they're learning things like codes. They're learning things like, here's how you properly do this type of work. And so the intent is when they graduate high school, they are fit to either go into the workforce or go into more skilled training, like at Thaddeus Stevens, or if they want to go into college and do something else, they can. Like it just prepares them, and they come out knowing how to use their hands. They know how to do things. So they're looking for cooperative education locations that they can send students to. They need more of them. So, listener, if you work for a construction firm, general contracting firm, electrician, anything in the trades, if you can think about it, if you can imagine having one or two high school students that have learned how to use tools in the classroom setting, and they've practiced things like building a frame wall or something like that, they've done that in their classes, but they're not experienced, you know?
Yeah.
If you can imagine having the help of that person for 3 hours on a Thursday and 3 hours on a Friday, and you can imagine someone on your crew or yourself is there to mentor them while they're also working for you, this is an excellent way to serve in the community. And also, you know, the cooperative effort is you have some labor there to help you.
Is there a way they can get connected to the program directly?
Yeah, contact the high school. John Cooper is the teacher for this program. So you just contact the high school, the CTE program, Stephanie Bowman is kind of the administrator over it. She oversees this stuff. And just ask them, hey, you know, I do this. Mm-hmm. Do you have a couple of students that could do this? And they can help. They can do the paperwork and help, you know, get you educated on what you need to do as a leader, a site leader. And it does take work. I mean, you've got to fill out some forms. You need to guarantee that you'll be there when the students are going to be there. So they're not just standing around, you know, waiting to do something, but no one's there with them.
It takes a little planning.
But the benefits are just amazing. And these students, they love it. They really love it.
Yeah. I don't know. They're excited to work. I don't remember feeling that way when I was.
Yeah, they are. They're like, all right, what are we doing today, boss? And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And you run it like a job site. You don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are in the trades and you are hosting these students, they're working for you. Yep. You treat them like they're working for you. Nicely, kindly, mm-hmm. like you would any other employee. But yeah, they got to show up on time. They clock in to the school. You have something that you show them that allows them the password to clock in. And then they are there to get to work. And then you got to let them go at 11 o'clock and then they go back to school and tell our teachers, hey, this is what we worked on. And then by the end of the year, they've had just so much more experience than they would have if they hadn't.
Yeah. That's very helpful.
Yeah. So y'all are going to be hearing about this periodically because we're both excited about it. Mm-hmm. And these projects are going to keep coming. There's stuff they're going to be doing inside the building, stuff they're doing outside the building. They're going to be doing this for weeks and weeks. And so, I hope we don't bore you to death, but you're going to find out about stuff happening.
Yep.
That's building stuff. We got to shout this from the rooftops. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is great.
We're glad you tuned in today. We look forward to chatting again in the next episode of Hey, Anybody Listening?